many do they pick up, for instance, and it finally makes it to the news, and this guy says, well, I heard this voice, and God told me to do this.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. They are able to just absolutely beam in on you. And they're actually hearing voices. And the reason that they can get away with it is that the masses walk around still sleeping. And they have been so disillusioned as to God and relationship through the religious organizations that they forget who God is. And that's the only thing that is going to maintain the sanity of man. You must know what they are doing, or you cannot counter it. You just become one of the masses receiving this programming. It's coming at you from the television screens. Violence, violence, violence. And it's experienced through all of the physical senses that say, hey, that looks like it would really be fun. And when you really think about it, very few of the activities that are going on in front of your eyes are other than brutality. And you may walk away from a motion picture or our program. Miami Vice would be a good one. Hot dog, that one really moved tonight. That was a real good movie tonight. When it is nothing but vulgarity and violence.
Yep.
And one can say, well, you know, it doesn't hurt the children. They're just experiencing. It is absolutely total programming. You have now groups of children. I'm talking about children who look for nothing other than to go out on a Friday or Saturday night and kill someone or be killed. They have no concept of death. It is just something to do. This is programmed into your society against this day of chaos.
And I think we can assume safely that it's going to do nothing but get worse.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And then one's will turn around and say, well, why didn't God fix it? Well, God doesn't fix things for you. If you want them fixed, you will fix it. And the rest of you will bring home.
This is a free will zone.
That's absolutely right.
And we have to do it.
You have to do it, or it doesn't get done. And God does not bring evil into his kingdom. You better hold that one, too. Everybody who thinks it's all right, and I know I'll be forgiven because this Christ died for me. No. You missed the story. He came to say, if you follow my way and the teachings of God and the commandments of God, you will have life everlasting. There is no such thing as death. There is only transition. And if you follow the lighted path of the Christed way, you will go into the higher dimensions instead of lower.
And that really is what it's all about here for us.
Yes, and I would suggest, again, there is a series going on in Contact right now by Nora dealing with reincarnation, which everybody doesn't want to deal with. And yet it was in all of the editions of your early Bibles. You don't get off that easy. You know, you can't just remove it from the book and it's no longer there. It's no longer real. And that's exactly what happened. You are going to get this right, or you're not going to be one with God, I can guarantee you, until you do get it right. And I get into a lot of trouble when I say, I don't care what you do. Because I know that you're going to get it right. No matter how many times, how many eons of expression and experience it takes in the lower realms, and you're in the lower realms,
yeah,
you will get it right.
Is there any limit to the number of times or chances we have to come around to get it right?
Well, actually, that is a very big subject, and yes, there is.
So we may be running out of chances then, huh?
Yes, and sometimes you end up with ones as brilliant as the old big boy himself, where just never, ever can bring yourself to make it.
Hmm. And so eventually there is an end to the number of revolutions on the wheel, so to speak, and at that point I would assume that, what happens?
Well, you're running into now the real controversy, and this will just tune out a whole lot of people. But I respect you for asking. You see, if ones do not understand, and this is why the Pleiades Connections books were so important, is it breaks God into something you can understand, into a thought projection that you can relate to. It also shows you the evolution of the different periods of time that man expresses according to the level of his dimensional or intelligence, knowingness growth. And this society or this civilization of experiencing man is still a bit primitive. Because you will take up approximately where you left off. There is a finite number of years on average that a soul will experience in a given expression. If you haven't learned it in 100 years, then you may as well start over. And yet most of that knowledge of higher expression integrated with your lessons comes in those elderly years. But your universe keeps going and going and going, and then finally it will reach voidance or no time, where it is at total rest. God rest, if you will. The poor analogy, but I have nothing else to offer you.
And that particular null time you have printed in the contact in, or the older liberator, a time or two on that is, by our Earth counting, an extraordinarily great number of years.
Oh, yes.
But that is just the way that it is.
But it's much like in the time that you are really actually sound asleep, you are unaware of the passage of any time.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be that it is a recovery time. It is a rest time. It is a time when God restructures, if you will, the plan, the idea. Maybe even the universal laws will be changed in some ways. I don't have any right to speak on anything that magnificent, because I would only be giving you some kind of an illusion that or vision that may be incorrect. I cannot guide what you think. I can try to walk you through it with words, of which there are none that suit that period of time. It is when everything in the universe is basically at rest before it picks up its pulse again and moves back into its life cycle. Everything in the universe comes in cycles. Everything has been done before. And when we talk of prophets, since there is basically nothing new under the sun, when you come into your knowing and all of the different things around you, which are clues, come into their proper place, if you have paid attention, you are the prophet. Because your mind will then remember how it is, where it goes, and what happens.
And that's because as a portion of the Creator ourselves, we have that knowing within us of everything that was used by the Creator in order to create what we are.
Yes, because you were there. And this is the most beautiful thing that has been left out. This is an expression. This is an experience. This is a time when you can grow again in expression. This is why the physical realm is the greatest of all the teaching dimensions. Because you can have this physical expression, this physical experience, and you do have choices. And it's up to you what those choices will be.
And I've said, just follow up on what you have said, that this is the greatest teaching realm. I guess that is because we are here. We do have free choice, and it is a situation that we chose to be in, and it is indeed the greatest classroom in the universe, as I've heard it expressed. Maybe that's overstating it, but is that somewhat accurate?
That's absolutely accurate.
Fascinating. Let's have a few questions that have been called in. With regard to the book, The Gods of Eden, written by William Bramley, or Wilfred William, I think it is, caller asks if this is a good account of what has taken place down through the ages.
Well, if you would repeat.
The Gods of Eden, the book by William Bramley, it's a book which sort of in one volume kind of puts together a great deal of what Sitchin writes in his Earth Chronicles.
I can't comment on it and do it justice.
Okay. All right. Another question has to do with books here, and this has to do with what you have written in the past and what may be coming up in the future for us. I know that there are times of transition on your end of the thing. Are there other books that are being planned now, other journals that are going to be coming forth? And also, are the Pleiades Connection books, which are banned now from sale, the originals, are those going to be rewritten and that information made available again in the future?
Well, one of them that's banned and absolutely has zero to do with the reason that that set was banned is one called AIDS, the Last Great Plague.
Yes.
That one should be out again. I would guess it's ready to go to the printer. So within a couple of weeks, it should be available. I believe we're calling it The Ultimate Assault Against Man and God. We deal with genetic and DNA manipulation, the ultimate assault and insult, and it moves on into AIDS. So that one will be coming out. I am waiting to decide what we will do with the four volumes on light and God.
Yeah. Extraordinary volumes. I hope that they can reappear in some form.
Well, there was a reason that all of this happened, and maybe when those are available again, man will pay a little bit more attention, and we can certainly put it into more easily understood projection.
Yeah.
So appreciate the fact that what we have done in only 4.5 years is incredible progress.
And I want to emphasize that. You've been actually operating in your current circumstance there with your current scribe and so on for 4.5 years now. You've produced some 70 different journals, averaging maybe 200 plus pages each, plus a weekly newspaper that has averaged something like 30 to 40 pages. The last ones are huge, 70 pages more. The volume of materials is just astounding. And I think that alone is testament to the fact that you are indeed who you say you are.
We have to build, first of all, credibility. We had to cover all these myriads of subjects. And you see, this is the very thing that is remiss in ones coming against us, is that they will get one book, one paper, three books, and assume those are the only ones. Even to the attorneys that are supposed to be protecting you. We had to, I guess the word is hit pretty hard. Because we don't do magic tricks. Your lives, your experience, and your translation, and your expression are so far more important than anything in your expression as you are now experiencing in this transition period, that we don't base anything on magic. And yet, if you don't know what is wrong with your world, how can you possibly fix it? You have to know how it really was, how it really is, and how you can make that transition. Because you see, if you know how it is, you will also know that you cannot pick up a gun and take back your nation, but that the pen is truly mightier than the sword. And if man becomes informed, he will take a stand. And it will be done properly, and you can relent. But it also means that during these earth upheavals, and regardless of what you want to believe, earthquakes are not going to go away. You've tampered now and controlled and dinked around with everything on your globe. You can make a tornado out of nothing, and you do. You can make storms out of nothing, and you do. You can make earthquakes. You can blast from so far in the depths of a volcano that you can literally wipe out the islands. And this has got to stop. You become too destructive. But God will not interfere with that. You have to understand that as people, you also must have a remnant that does survive, or your civilization will die.
And so one of your roles really is to assure that there will be a remnant that does survive.
Yes, and ones get very angry at us. Well, who do you think you are? Well, I'm just a hard-working commander sent to head up a mission, really, against mostly hostile people.
Yeah. Commander, I would like to ask a question that I think would be really appropriate at this time, and this is to assist those who really are wishing to be in tune with you and the goals that you're there to achieve for us on our behalf. Is it possible for individuals in their meditative state be in touch with you and to receive directly from you?
Yes, it is. All you've got to do is get in tune, and you'll begin. What you're not understanding is that you're already receiving. You're just not hearing.
So you are really communicating in a way that can be picked up by individuals if they so choose.
Well, the problem that you've got is in understanding my mission. I don't need to project to individuals. If I'm called, I respond because I hear my signal. But as far as the mission itself is concerned, too many cooks in the pot of soup will spoil it. Too much confusion comes from too many speakers. And too many speakers are off on the wrong frequency, and pretty soon they are on the other side.
And so if individuals...
So if individuals wish to participate, remember this is God's plan, not Commander Hatton's. Keep yourself in tune with God. This is all you need to remember. And as long as you keep those lines open to God and listen to Him, you can call it whatever you want. Intuition? Don't expect to hear booming voices, although I have just had one of our scribes say, that's where I hear it. Odorma doesn't hear booming voices. I can certainly make myself known and heard. But if you could monitor her head, she is picking up a shrill tone that is a radio signal. And it is exactly like running a computer. How does a computer work? It works on a binary system of off and on. It's a pulse system, if you will. And all you've got to do is get yourself into that receiving frequency. Now getting there and then hearing, you see, you clutter it with your consciousness. And yet, so much has been made of meditation that is incorrect, and also, my favorite term, BS. Stay in prayer if you want to communicate, but prayer, yes, petition, but for goodness sakes, you've got to be still and listen. And you've got to put aside these predisposed notions. Well, I'm not going to work for the command unless it's Hatton. You know, maybe Lady Nada or Dr. Martha needs assistance. You have to be willing to listen and fill a role that is needed if you want to work in a specific mission. But you're not going to get into any mission unless you get into attunement at one month with God, because that's all that is acceptable for this mission. We can all work together. We can all play together. But the mission itself is quite magnificent.
It is. Commander, we have come to the end of the time, and I think that's an excellent point on which to pretty much conclude our all-too-brief time together tonight. I do want to emphasize that the Contact newspaper is available and give the number. These issues have been extraordinary, folks, and you really need to see these. The 800 number is 1-800-800-5565. And you can call that number. You'll be sent a complimentary copy. And if you like what you see, then you can subscribe. And I would heartily endorse your subscription to the Contact newspaper. The last issue, this one, the one coming up, which the commander spoke about in the first hour, these are extraordinary. I would commend them to you. Commander Hatton, all too brief. I hope we can do it again sometime very, very soon.
Thank you, Sam.
And we will be back... in a week with another program. Please tune in for what that will be. I don't know at this time. And my thanks to Kathy Herman for giving up her evening on such short notice to be here to assist us. Thank you very much, Kathy. This is KDKK, Sandy Salt Lake City.